Look, here's what I want you to do. Get your Bibles out really quick, and we're going to go into Psalm 145. First full day we were here, we talked about read God's Word. Yesterday, we talked about memorize God's Word. Today, we're going to talk about pray God's Word. How many of you, let's just be real honest in here, this be confession time, have you ever felt distracted or like you're daydreaming when it's time to pray? Raise your hand. Anybody ever struggle with like not like just completely like losing, getting off topic when you're praying and you find like sometimes, let's just even be honest, if you ever felt it was boring before, raise your hand. Okay, I'm raising my hand. It's okay completely. The pastor's doing it. So today I'm going to hopefully give you something that can possibly, hopefully change your prayer life. When I say that these are the three things that I do every morning when I wake up, I have a to-do list that I work from everything that I do throughout the day. And every day by 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm trying to knock off three things that I have read at least a chapter of God's Word, that I have worked through at least either memorizing new verses or reviewing old verses to make sure that God's Word is present. And every morning I pray through God's Word. Now, if you notice this, all three of these spiritual disciplines all have two words in the middle of it. What are they? God's Word. Because here's why. I don't trust my own words. I don't trust my own thoughts. The Word of God is how God speaks to us, and so we need this. And so, in fact, I'm going to ask my buddy OG, can you come up to the stage with me for a second? I need OG. It's me, y'all know OG. As he's coming up here, y'all give him some love. Come on up, buddy. So OG and I, we go way, way back. We were in high school together, and we just found out somewhere along the line in high school that we were not only friends, not only football stars together, but we were also brothers, right, OG? So this is OG. His real name is OG, but he was by birth, his name is David Denton, but OG stands for what?
Original Gangster.
Original Gangster, just in case you're wondering. OG and I have been, literally, we've been best friends, brothers for a long time. And a few years ago, I got to invite OG to do something very special. Remember that time we took that road trip to Atlanta?
Yeah.
And that whole way back, though, you fell asleep on me, and I kept telling you there's a leprechaun on the road to keep you awake so I wouldn't fall asleep, and now you're intensely afraid of leprechauns. Remember how that is?
Yeah.
Every St. Paddy's Day, I leave a leprechaun somewhere for him in his house. It's awesome. Anyway, but that night, we got to go to this thing that Passion Conferences were putting on, and so Chris Tomlin and Matt Redman and David Crowder and these guys were coming and leading worship, and it was only like a few like pastors and their friends were allowed to come into this thing to Atlanta, so it was like a small venue, and so me and OG went. It was awesome. And then afterwards, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
So we were walking around into the parking lot, into the parking garage, trying to find, and all of a sudden we find Matt Redman is walking to his car. And Matt Redman is a tiny guy. He's about like, he's like a leprechaun, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's from like, yeah. So he's really about this tall, whatever. And OG, can you give them the face that you had when you saw Matt Redman? Exactly. Okay. So there was this. And you know, you tell Matt's just trying to get to his car and try to do his own thing or whatever. And then I'm going to quote what OG said. He went, Matt Redman, you're famous. I freak out when I meet famous people. You're famous. And Matt Redman just goes, okay. And then OG just comes and bear hugs him, picks him up while he's still holding his guitar, and Matt's looking at me and I'm like, good luck, bro, it's over. Okay. So anyway, I just wanted to say that today. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Can y'all give OG a hand? There is a point to all this. Go. OG's words that day was, you're famous. I don't know how to talk to somebody famous. And he just kind of screamed, okay? I don't know if you've ever been starstruck by someone. You've been in the presence and you thought, what in the world do I even say to somebody? I've had those moments before. You might have had those moments before. When it comes to prayer, even more impressive than talking with Matt Redman, okay? It's talking with the Lord Almighty. And I go, what do I say? Like, I don't know, because what I normally find myself praying is this, is I'll start going, dear Lord, I just pray that you'd help me not be an idiot today and all the concerns that I've got. And, oh, look, a squirrel. And, oh, Lord, and Lord, would you bless all the missionaries in all the world and take care of everybody and be with me. And oh, I'm about to miss something. Oh, I'm late. And then, amen, right? That's a lot of times what my prayer is like. And so what this practice has changed me completely is this is going to teach me how to pray God's word, helps teaches me how to talk to somebody so glorious. So in Psalm 145, verses 14, I want you to read this with me. It says, the Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways. We just sort of sang that, right? The Lord's perfect in all his ways and kind in all his works. Everything he does is great. So saying, Lord, you take care of us. You watch over us. You're always taking care of all of our needs. And then look at verse 18. This one's great. The Lord is near to all who call on him. Calling on the Lord is also another word that you could say is prayer. You're calling on the Lord. You're asking the Lord. You're speaking to the Lord. We'll just side note here. A lot of times saying, well, prayer is also, it's two-way communication. It's when you talk to God and God talks to you. I just want to be very, very careful in here. I believe that the Spirit of God directs people, but I believe that the way that God primarily speaks to us is through his word. And if you feel like you need, can I just tell you, I was reading, somebody gave me this book that says, oh, this is a Christian bestseller. It's like the best book in the world. And in the intro of the book, this devotional, it says, I got tired. I needed to know more of God than just what he says in his word. Can I just tell you that the idea of a suffering servant who would lay his life down for you, you're not going to get tired of this book. You don't need anything extra. So God speaks to us here in prayer. We're speaking back to him. Look at the end of the verse. It says, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in, what's that word? Truth. So I'm going to call on him in truth, not error, not false, not lies. I'm going to call on him in truth. I'm going to know what's true. What is true? I'm holding it. John 17:17 says, sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. So if I want to pray God's word, what am I going to do? I'm going to pray truth. And you go, so what does that mean? Open up the Bible and you just start speaking it? Kind of. In fact, the reason why this is so important is that within the book that we have right now in our hands, there's the Bible contains 66 books. And out of all of them, there is one book that is very unique. It's different than the other ones. In fact, all scripture is inspired by God, but Psalms are inspired for God. And what I mean by that is that they were the original hymn book. This is what they would sort of open up and sing with, and these songs, so they were inspired. That means that God allowed the authors to write his thoughts, like he wrote these things down. So this is God breathed, but Psalms out of the 66 books is very different because they're meant for God. Why are they there? They're there for us. They were the words that people would sing because David didn't know what to say to one so glorious. He got tongue-tied. God said, I'm going to give you some words. I'm going to teach you how to speak in my presence. I'm going to teach you how. And that's what the book of Psalms are. So Psalms exist because we do not know how to speak to one so glorious. You don't know what to say? Completely fine. Sometimes I don't either. The Lord has given us 150 Psalms to teach us how to speak to him. He teaches us how. All the books in the Bible inspired by God, but this one's inspired for God. It's inspiring us to speak back to God, to be able to speak a language that we don't know how to speak. It's teaching us how to speak to one so glorious. And so what happens is that I'm gonna teach you something very, very simple of how you can actually pray God's word back to him using the Psalms. When we pray scripture, we are not led by our feelings, but guided by truth. So you're not worried about when you're praying like, well, I'm feeling good today or I'm feeling bad today. No, you're going to be praying and saying, I'm going to pray what is true, not what's false, not what's shifty like the sand and how good my emotions are today. I'm going to be guided by God's truth. And so what I do every morning, wake up in the morning, I read at least a chapter of God's word. I go through at least a few verses where I am reviewing or memorizing new verses and got a list that I keep going through. And every morning, I pray one psalm out of the Psalms. One psalm. I just find one psalm and I go through and I read it and I pray through it. And you know what's happened to me? I don't ever get bored of my prayers anymore. There are times I still get distracted, but now I've got something to work through. And you know what I'm also not doing? Saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, not getting monotonous. In fact, I read this book by a guy by the name of Don Whitney who said this, if you are speaking to the most glorious person in all the earth about the most important concerns in your life and you're bored, it's not the person you're speaking to is the problem. It's not the situations of what you're talking about is the problem, it's your method. And so here's my method. I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to think, this is kind of elementary. You write, because I can do it. Here we go. Using the day of the month, pray through that psalm or an increment of 30. So today is June the what? You might know? 15th. So I go to Psalm 15 and I pray through either Psalm 15 or I tack 30 on it. There's 150 Psalms. There's normally about 30 days in a month. So what this means is that in 5 months, I pray through every single Psalm. So you can either on day one of a month, you either pray 1, 31, 61, 91, 121. You following me? Yeah. See, some of you got out the calculator. You'll get it later. On the day, 30th day of the month, I'm 30, 60, 90, 120, 150. If it's the 31st day of the month, go back to Psalm 119 because that's got a lot in there. Longest chapter in the Bible. So this is what I do every morning and it helps me pray and direct. And so what happens is here are these concerns that are going on, but I pray it through the filter of Scripture. I'm able to guide the prayers. They're not getting the same. And sometimes I get to certain Psalms and they get very difficult. But what I do is I'll go through 1 month, Psalm 1 through 30, next month, 31 through 60, and I go through 5 months and I start back over again. And it has completely changed my prayer life. And so here's what I want you to do. Since today is June 15th, that means that we would go to Psalm what? Some of you got it. 15. Let's turn there really quick. I'm going to show you how to do this. This can literally change the way you pray, the way that your mornings, your days, your evenings, whatever it starts up. So since today is June 15th, we're going to start in Psalm 15. I'm going to show you how we do this in just a couple minutes, and we're going to be done. But if you've ever felt like you're not connecting with the Lord, you're not pouring your heart out before Him, you feel like you're getting bored in your prayer life, if you have a better plan, use that. But if you ever feel that way, try this is all I'm asking. Just try it. So Psalm 15, I'm going to read it. As you're reading it, you're thinking through, how would I pray this? O Lord, who may sojourn in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right, and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Now you're reading those, and some of those words you go, I don't know exactly maybe what sojourn means. I don't understand that. But does anybody know, like verse 2 when it says, he who walks blamelessly and does what is right, do you understand that? That the Lord is saying that those who dwell with him are those who do these type of things. And so what I do is I guide myself to pray for myself that way. And it's very different than how I prayed in Psalm 14 or how I'm going to pray tomorrow in Psalm 16. I'm just praying through these things. And so here's what I want to do, because a lot of times people would excite me about doing something but never show me how. I want us, you got your Bible there. I want you to keep your eyes open and we're going to pray. You can do that. It's completely fine. Another thing I just want to tell you, if you ever feel like your mind is drifting, can I just tell you something I try to do all the time? I pray out loud, even when it's not in a group. You know why? Because if I'm speaking, it keeps me from not drifting so much. I'm speaking to him. He's there. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to speak as loud as I can. And so even when I was in college and I had a roommate, I just try to talk a little bit out loud. Not too loud, but just enough so I can keep focused. And so I want you, keep your eyes open. I'm going to pray for us today, walking through Psalm 15 so you see what this is like. And then maybe you do this a little bit later today. You pick up at Psalm 16. You ready? Here we go. Lord, it's amazing to think that you would allow any of us just to be in your presence, in your tent, on your holy hill, that we would be able to dwell with you, that we have a life with you, that we can walk with you, someone so great, and yet we're so not worthy to be in your presence. And so, Lord, I know that those who are able to do that, who are able to dwell and live with you, are those who walk blamelessly and does what's right. And Lord, I'm so far from that. I need you to work in my own heart today, Lord. I'm wanting to wander. I can sense that in me, Lord, and I'm asking you to keep me on the straight path today. Speak truth in my heart, not just with my mouth, but Lord, I can even lie to myself and try to lie to you about what my motives are. Would you keep my heart honest before you today? Lord, would you watch over my speech? It's so easy for me to slander with my tongue that I would just open up my mouth. Lord, will you put a guard, a muzzle over my mouth today so that I don't say anything sarcastic, that I don't say anything complaining. Lord, keep my mouth pure before you. Lord, and I don't want to do any evil to my neighbor. There's a wonderful group of campers and staff here. There's people that we're going to be witnessing to and all of our sites. And Lord, I'm just asking that I wouldn't do evil. I would not represent you poorly today. Lord, and not take a reproach against a friend. Lord, it's end of the week and we're all sort of stuck in here together and we're doing a lot of things. Lord, I pray that I would be an encourager to those people in my church group this week, today, and not getting so on their nerves or allowing them to get on mine. Lord, I do pray that I would hate sin, vile persons, despise in eyes, and honor those who fear the Lord, that I would love sin, I would hate sin, I would love your truth, I would love righteousness. Lord, I want to swear by my own hurt and don't change. So even I want to do the right thing, even when it's hard, Lord. Don't let me back down. I want to be consistent, Lord. If anything can be said of me, Lord, I want to be consistent. So let me do the right thing today, even if it hurts. And Lord, when it comes to money, it's so easy for me just to want it always to be about me and what I can get out of it, to bribe, to steal, to take away. And Lord, I just want to be able that anything you give me, I want to give away, Lord. So I just pray that as I think about the money that you've given me, whether it's a lot or a little, Lord, I'd be faithful with it. And Lord, I just know that if I am just in the middle of your presence, of what we said, dwelling with you, that I won't be moved. Even if the tragedy strikes me today, I will be stuck right here in the middle of your presence, right in the middle of your will. And so, Lord, I'm asking, Lord, would you keep me firm, walking in your path, in your truth today, so that I will not be moved. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen.